email specific to our Chico chapter. Isaac is pulling that up right now.
Yes.
Actually, you hear about all this great stuff. Now we want to know what's next steps are.
Fantastic question. Yes. I'll send me a smoke signal and I will get it. No, I'm just kidding.
Also,
we got an email for you.
If not, then you can also always contact our Youth for Justice email and Facebook, and we can also connect you with Serene because we are connected there.
Yes, that email is chico@avpcalifornia.org.
Awesome.
Really easy email.
Heck yeah.
Didn't remember it.
All right. We're going back to the USSR. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, all the youth. And here's Beatle Nation. Station ID is KZFR 90.1 in Chico, California. Listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
This is Youth for Justice. We out.
Yeah.
Woo!
Ready?
Ow. Perfect.
Dope.
That was good.
Oh, right
on the spot. All right, we gotta get out of here. In the USSR. Been away so long, I hardly knew the place. Gee, it's good to be back home. Leave it till tomorrow to unpack my case. Honey, disconnect the phone. I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the US, back in the US, back in the USSR. In the USSR. Well, the great girls really knocked me out. Leave the West behind. And Moscow girls make me sing and shout. That Georgia's always over my, 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 my. Oh, show me round the snow, big mountains way down south. Take me to your daddy's farm. In the USSR.
Welcome to Beetle Nation.
With your host, Lucia.
Co-host, Claire.
And co-host, Meadow.
That's right. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, a listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
And Beetle Nation is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Printed Image, specializing in custom screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. Using the latest technology in their state-of-the-art building, the Printed Image provides custom screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products for business, organization, or special event. For custom apparel and promotional products, the Printed Image has dedicated specialists providing quality service, quick turnaround, and memorable products. Call 898-9525 or visit printedimagechico.com for more information.
What's the theme for today?
Meadow.
Aren't we doing the White Album? Or
no.
Is that not? Oh, no.
It's not.
No.
That's what we came in with, Meadow.
Okay.
Rather.
It's gun. Gun.
Gun?
What?
Revolver.
Oh.
Album.
Okay.
You want to repeat that back to us? It'll be on the test.
What test?
Okay.
We're having a test.
Yes.
Oh, fun.
So, y'all at home, write that down in your notes, all right?
We're not having a test.
Revolver.
What's the first song?
Taxman. George Harrison wrote this song. The music was inspired by the theme song for the popular 1960s TV series Batman.
Oh.
Is that Marvel?
No. Which was written and originally recorded by the conductor trumpeter Neil Fiti and covered by the surf rock group The Marquettes early in 1966 in a version that hit number 17 in the U.S. Harrison was a big fan of the show. I guess he liked DC.
Okay, Claire.
Wow.
Sorry.
Enjoy.
Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small?
Welcome back to Beetle Nation, your host Claire.
And Lucia.
And your co-host Meadow.
who doesn't know what album this is.
All okay. right. So the next song we're going to do is Eleanor Rigby.
And what was our last song, Lucia?
Our last song was Taxman, Claire.
Oh, okay.
I hope you know that. And I hope
what's our song after Eleanor Rigby?
You should just know.
The song we're doing right now is Eleanor Rigby. Paul McCartney wrote most of the song. He got, quote, Rigby, end quote, from the name of a store, Rigby and Evans Wine and Spirit Shippers. And Eleanor from actress Eleanor Braun. He liked the name Eleanor Rigby because it sounded natural, does it?
Sure.
What's your name? Eleanor Rigby.
Eleanor.
McCartney explained at the time that his songs came mostly from his imagination. Oh. Regarding this song, he said, it just came. When I started doing this melody, I developed the lyric. It all started from the first line. I wonder if there is any girls named Eleanor Rigby.
I mean, probably, since he there created is. The song.
And they got really creeped out when they heard this song. All right, here.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
On it. Welcome back to Beatle Nation. I'm your host, Lucia.
Your host, Claire.
And your co-host, Meadow.
That's right. What's the next, what was the last song?
Who are you asking?
You.
Oh, Eleanor Rigby.
It's my favorite song.
Oh, really?
Is
I
it?
Didn't know that.
One of my favorite Beatles songs.
Oh.
Yes.
What's your favorite song?
I don't know. Oh. I have several.
We're really, really fun in here.
Meadow, what's the next song? Beery?
Next song is I'm Only Sleeping. I thought it was I Always Seep. That's what someone said. And I was like, oh dear.
Meadow, I said I'm only sleeping.
Well, I heard differently.
Well,
no one cares. Just read it.
Wow. John Lennon wrote this as a tribute to staying in bed, which he liked to do even when he wasn't sleeping. Same. The song is discussed in the DVD Composing the Beatles Songbook, where they mention a theory that it's John's attack on straight society, but what? Conclude that the song is about sleeping.
Oh, yeah. That
too.
I that love, like I love I sleeping.
Write. I love sleeping, too. What's your favorite part about sleeping, guys?
Sleeping.
I like it when I lay down. What about you?
Yeah, I like not
feeling
moving.
When you first get up and you're so tired and drowsy and it just, it's nice. Okay. Here's the song.
Here it is. Welcome back to Beatle Nation. I'm your host, Lucia.
Other host, Meadow.
No, that was Claire.
And this is Lucia.
No,
no, it's Meadow.
No, stop. Okay. Let's redo this. Hi, I'm Lucia.
I am Claire.
I am Meadow.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Okay.
No, it's
what's
not.
The, that's shush, not what's the next song?
Love You Too.
Yeah.
All right.
George Harrison wrote this, and aside from some assistance by Ringo Starr and tambourine, is likely the only Beatle to play on this track. This is the first Beatles song completely based on Indian music. Norwegian wood, This Bird Has Flown, also used a sitar, but is only partly influenced by Indian music. Harrison learned the sitar from Ravi Shankar, who inspired him to learn more about Indian music and Eastern religion.
Ooh, India. Sounds fun. No.
Yes.
They have cows everywhere there.
Yeah.
All right, I here like it cows. Is.
Back to Beatle Nation.
That's right.
Yep.
I'm your host, Lucia.
Other host, Claire.
Ah. And other host, Meadow. You
have
to cut me off, Lucia.
No.
Never.
Okay.
What was the last song?
I do believe it was Love You Too.
Aw, Love You Too. The next song we're going to do is Here, There, and Everywhere. Like Claire's Love for Me, Everywhere.
Aw. Claire's done.
Yeah.
She's done.
What?
She said she's done. Okay.
No, I didn't.
John
not.
Lennon and Paul McCartney both mentioned this as one of their most underrated Beatles songs.
Oh, that's sad.
In 2005 interviews, McCartney said that all of the songs he's written, this is his favorite. He likes it best because of the way it flows together, comparing it to the style of Cheek to Cheek as one of his favorite songs. McCartney was trying to sing this like Marianne Faith. You have to let me talk, okay. All right?
Here you go.
Not Marianne Roxanne. Like Marianne Faithful. Faithful. Wow, that's a last name.
That's
imagine.
That's last name.
a popular singer in the 60s who is Mick Jagger's girlfriend. Wow, oh, holy cow. I think we have another song that talks about Mick Jagger's girlfriend. Here it is.
Welcome back to Beatle Nation with your host, Claire.
And your other host, Lucia.
And that other host, Meadow.
What's the next? What's the next song?
Okay. What's the next song, Meadow?
The next song is She Said, She Said.
That she did.
Mm-hmm. Paul McCartney didn't play this on track, as during the recording he found himself at odds with his bandmates. George Harrison played the bass part. The Beatles recorded this in 9 hours during the last session for Revolver.
Wow.
Isn't that fancy?
We sound so interested.
Oh, wow.
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 Wow. Here's She Said, She Said, She Said, She Said, She Said.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thanks for tuning in
to Beetle.
Hi, I'm Lucia.
That is Claire.
This is Claire. That was Claire.
And this is Meadow.
Mm-hmm. And for our final, very final song of tonight, before we turn it over to Terry for Face Music, is going to be Good Day Sunshine. And Paul McCartney wrote this on a sunny day at John Lennon's house. It was influenced by the Lovin' Spoonful, who had a happy hit with Do You Believe in Magic? The actual Lovin' Spoonful hit, which was inspired this song, was Daydream, a famously carefree upbeat tune. McCartney confided in interviews that it was intended to evoke the same traditional, almost trad jazz feel, and that Good Day Sunshine was Paul's effort to write something in the same spirit. So, this will be our last song of tonight. Good night, my friends. Good night from Beetle Nation. And remember,
there's nothing you can do that can't be done.